Here's a thought I'll title, From a Distance. And it comes from a conversation that I had many years ago with Oliver Galliani. We were talking about photographic papers. I had asked him what photographic paper he used. And he said, well, it's varied over the years because I always find that different papers carry differently over distance. Huh? I thought, what do you mean, carry better over distance? And he took me down to his basement where his print finishing and darkroom was, etc. And he put out a couple of prints and he said, now let's look at these prints up close. I said, okay. And they looked great and they, you know, were more or less both very successful papers. He said, then let's look at them from across the room. So we walked to the farthest corner of the room that we could and looked at the prints from a distance. And there was no question that one of them looked better than the other. It carried farther across the room. I have no idea why. It would have never occurred to me that this would be the case. But he kind of proved it. And, of course, when someone of Oliver Galliani's status as a craftsman in photography tells you something, you would be a fool to ignore him because he probably forgot more about photography than I've ever known. So I still use that idea. Whenever I want to compare papers in the inkjet world, for example, which, of course, we have to do with some regularity because particularly in the beginning days of inkjet printing, manufacturers were trying to figure out how to make inkjet paper. And so there was lots of different ideas and lots of different coatings and etc. But one of the ways that I always test inkjet papers is to make two identical prints on a paper that I'm using and a new paper that I'm evaluating and look at them from a distance of 15 or 20 feet. It's amazing how consistent it is that one of the papers will look better than the other from a distance. Well, this is maybe not such a dumb idea when you think about it, because most people are going to look at a photograph from a distance. Only rarely would someone walk up to a photograph and look at it at book reading distance, you know, 8 to 12 inches or something like that. They probably are going to look at it in a frame on the wall from across the room. And if there's one paper that carries better than the others, then doesn't it make sense that that ought to be the paper that is used because it makes the photograph look better? I would suggest, if you don't believe me on this, and I was skeptical when Galliani talked about it, but if you don't believe me, get a couple of different kinds of paper, print the same size with the same settings, and test. Don't take my word for it. Test for yourself. And by the way, there's another part of this test, too, that came from my conversation with Galliani. And he said that there are some papers he has to increase the contrast a little bit in order to have them carry equally across the room, and some papers that he has to decrease the contrast. He has to modify the developing formula or maybe even the paper grade. These are gel and silver discussions, in order for an image to look good across the room. So there isn't necessarily a thumbs up, thumbs down kind of approach. It may be a matter of finding the appropriate way of handling certain materials and processing certain materials in order to get them to carry farther. And if you do the tests, you'll see that Galliani was right.
Copyright 2022, Lenswork Publishing.